Welcome to the Hustle Sanely podcast, a show where we are breaking up with unhealthy hustle culture and redefining what it means to be productive. I'm your host and new productivity BFF, Jess Massey. Around here, we believe that productivity is so much more than just checking a million things off of a never-ending to-do list. I am obsessed with teaching you how to prioritize your mental health and the important relationships in your life while you pursue your goals. I'm here to help you ditch that feeling of constant overwhelm and cultivate an intentional life by getting your mindset right, getting clear on your vision, and creating a schedule that aligns with your actual priorities. If you want to learn how to live a peacefully productive life, then you're going to want to stick around. Let's get into today's episode. Hello, hello, Hustle Sanely Squad, and welcome back to the podcast, and welcome to the very last episode of the year. What the heck? If you are new around here, first of all, I am so stoked that you're here. Welcome. But ever since starting the podcast back in 2018, I've taken Decembers off from the show, mostly because as a consumer myself, I don't really listen to many podcasts in December because I'm just spending most of my time making holiday memes with my fam. And honestly, I really encourage you to do the same. So this is going to be the last episode until January 3rd. Which, y'all, can we talk about the fact that I will be a whole freaking mom by that time? Like, baby E will for sure be here by then. And I just cannot wrap my mind around that. And I also cannot wait to meet my little bestie. Like, my heart is truly bursting. When I am recording this, I am one day away from being 37 weeks pregnant. Which, if I sound like I'm panting, it's probably because I am. Like, you're not imagining that. But I am still going to be showing up on my Instagram stories during the month of December. So make sure you're hanging out over there if you want to keep up with what's going on and all of that good stuff. But anyway, this episode is going to be super, super casual because it's actually the fifth Tuesday of the month. And anytime there are five episodes in a month, because there's usually only four Tuesdays in a month, so that means only four podcast episodes per month. But anytime there is a fifth episode, I don't know, I like for it to be a more casual, like BFF, chatty style episode. So I asked y'all over on Instagram to send in some questions for a little Ask Me Anything, because it's been a minute since we've done one on the podcast. And I like doing them on the podcast more than I like doing them on Instagram, because I can talk more on the podcast. I feel like Instagram, it's just so limited, like my time. So I'm super excited to do a little Ask Me Anything with you guys. And then just a heads up, January actually has five Tuesdays as well, which is very rare for 2 months so close together to have five Tuesdays. But for that fifth episode in January, I'm going to be doing an episode that has been surprisingly highly requested over on Instagram. And I'm going to be sharing about all of the products and habits and resources that I use during pregnancy to just kind of help me like prep for labor and delivery and just like have a good pregnancy. And I might share a little bit about my birth story too. I don't know. We'll see how I feel when the time comes. But before I jump into your questions, since we aren't going to have any episodes airing in December, I wanted to remind you now that the Hustle Sanely BFF membership will be opening for enrollment January 2nd through the 6th. So it's not opening for a good little while, but you can go ahead and mark your calendars so you don't miss it. Our quarter one topic is all about simplifying for a peacefully productive life. So we're going to be learning about how to declutter your home, your mind, and your schedule so that you can give your best time and energy to what matters most. You can head over to jessicamassey.com/BFF to get on the wait list so that as soon as the membership opens, you get an email and you can sign up to be a Hustle Sanely BFF. It truly is the best place on the internet. But anyway, okay, let's jump into some of the questions that y'all sent in. So we're just gonna go for it, okay? I have not prepped for these questions at all. I am reading them off of my phone, and we're just gonna riff this, okay? So question number one, was leaving grad school a hard decision? Can you tell us a little bit about your decision process? Okay. Also, Harley is barking. I'm just going to keep going. This is a casual episode. So this is real life, y'all. This is real life. Also, I'm still recording in my closet because we are still working on the shed in the backyard. But anyway, okay, back to the question. Was leaving grad school a hard decision? So to back up a little bit, if you are not familiar with me and my story, I was in grad school for speech language pathology. I started grad school in 2017. So I was in grad school and I dropped out in January of 2019 because after starting Hustle Sanely in September of 2018, I had to make a choice. Their Hustle Sanely ended up growing really, really quickly, which is such a blessing. And I'm so incredibly grateful, but there was just no way that I could do both anymore. And so I made the choice to drop out of grad school and pursue Hustle Sanely full time, and now we're here. But was it a hard decision? Yes. I would be lying if I said, nope, I knew right away like what I was going to do, and I felt super confident and super good about it. By the time I made the decision, I knew what I wanted to do, and I felt super confident and super good about it. But leading up to the decision, it was really, really tough. But the exercise that I did, like that kind of helped guide my decision process, it kind of made it a no-brainer as to what I needed to do. So the exercise that I'm talking about, I actually teach it in depth in the Dream It, Do It workshop. So it's called the Ideal Day Exercise. And it's basically, I mean, it's exactly what it sounds like. You imagine your ideal day. Like, what time are you waking up? What are you doing in the morning? What are you doing in the afternoon? What are you doing in the evening? Like those kinds of things. And I remember like so vividly sitting in my office. I was praying. It was during my morning routine and I did this exercise. And when I kind of went through how my day looked in my mind and I like wrote it out in my journal, SLP, speech language pathology, was not a part of it. Like me doing Hustle Sanely, that is what I imagined my ideal day being. And so that made it very clear to me that at that point in my life, because when I made the decision to drop out, I was 28. Yeah, I was 28, almost 29. And I, at the time, we didn't have any kids. Like, we weren't planning on starting a family anytime soon. And so it was just like an opportune time for me to kind of leave grad school and take this leap of faith. Adam was working his 9-to-5, so he had a stable income, which, by the way, his old job, he used to be an AC technician, so he wasn't like making bank, but he was making enough to like pay our mortgage, you know what I mean? So I just decided to go for it. I do have a whole episode where I talk about like me and my story and leaving. It's actually episode one. So if you want to hear more about that, you can go and listen to episode one. But yes, it was a hard decision, but it wasn't hard once I did the ideal day exercise, because then I was like, okay, I know what I have to do. So that is the first question. The next question, what is the biggest pet peeve of your business? Okay, so I would say the biggest pet peeve of my business is managing people, which is why we shifted things around in November to bring more stuff in-house. So we condensed the team, which, by the way, it has nothing to do with the people who were on the team. Like, they were all absolutely incredible. They were amazing at their jobs. They were really skilled communicators. Like, it was awesome, but I am not like wanting to be like a manager. That's just not the role that I'm wanting to do. I'm wanting to more so be like the visionary, like do product development, content creation. Like, that's my jam. And so we were up to like 6 or 7 people on the team, and it just got to be a lot for me to manage because I'm having to make sure that everybody has what they need, that all their questions are answered. Like, it became like a full-time job to manage the team, and that's just not what I want to be doing on a day-to-day basis. So we condensed the team, and now there are 4 of us, okay, and I'm one of the 4. So like I said, I am more of like the visionary, product development, content creation situation. And then my OBM, her name is Kate. She is absolutely incredible. She does all of the behind the scenes stuff. She runs the Hustle Sanely Instagram. She answers all of our customer service emails. She handles email marketing. She handles Pinterest marketing, like all of the behind the scenes stuff. And then we have Claire. You guys have heard of Claire because we have been working together for a very long time. She is my designer. So she does all of my website stuff, and she designs the BFF quarterly workbooks, and then she also designs the paper planners. So I come up with the designs, but I do them in like Google Docs, and like I hand draw things, and she makes them beautiful in InDesign. And then I also do have a PR team. I work with Pivot Media, and they help get me on other podcasts and things like that. They just pitch me to other brands and companies so that I can get in front of new people. So like I said before, we had three other team members, so that was seven including myself, and I was just getting very overwhelmed, like having to manage everyone. So that is, I don't even know if it's a pet peeve, but it's just like the biggest struggle in my business, or it was. But I guess this is more of a pet peeve, having a million ideas, but not having the capacity to do them all at once. Listen, I have so many ideas when it comes to Hustle Sanely, like products I want to create, services I want to offer, events and retreats that I want to host, but like there's only one of me. So I can't do all of them at one time, especially now that I'm becoming a mom. Like I just have to be a little bit more wise with my time and energy if I don't want to be a workaholic, which I don't want to be. So I think that's the biggest pet peeve, is having a million ideas and not having the capacity to do them all at once. I'm grateful for the million ideas, and I am proud of myself that I honor my capacity, but sometimes I just wish that I could do everything at once, because I'm honestly so excited about all of the ideas that I have. So that is that question. The next one is, what is your biggest fear about becoming a mom? Okay, this one's tough. I would say my biggest fear about becoming a mom is just being very, I don't know if it's a fear. I don't know if fear is the right word, but it's just something that I'm very aware of. I just want to be very aware of my emotional intelligence around my daughter. I want to make sure that I'm being patient enough with her. I just want to be a healthy emotional human being. And a lot of people ask me if I regret waiting until I am almost 33 to have my first kid. I don't, because I feel like I've done a lot of inner work, like in therapy and through journaling, and just kind of like emotionally maturing myself to where I really do feel comfortable and confident to raise an emotionally healthy human. Because I feel like when I was growing up, my parents had me very, very young. They did the best that they could with what they had. But it just, emotional intelligence wasn't something that was ever thought about or discussed or anything when I was growing up. And I had to kind of heal from that as I became an adult. And that it took a lot to heal from that, like the lack of emotional intelligence that I had. So that's something that I'm just wanting to be aware of. I wouldn't say I'm scared of it, but it's something that I really want to be intentional about when I become a mom, if that makes sense. Okay, the next question, is there a meaning behind the rainbow? I love it and was wondering if there was more to it. So if you're like, wait, what? Like what rainbow? What are you talking about? The Hustle Sanely logo is like a three-arched rainbow. You can see it on my website, on our products. I have it tattooed on my wrist. Like it's pretty, it's everywhere. Like if you've been around the Hustle Sanely community for a while, you've probably seen it. But it has three arches to represent best day ever, which is one of our little Hustle Sanely catchphrases. So like one arch for each word, best day ever. And then the rainbow is just a reminder for me that my calling through Hustle Sanely is to help women manage their time and energy well so that they can live a peacefully productive life and make every day their best day ever. It's really not much deeper than that. I don't even remember when we added the rainbow to our logo. It was a couple years ago at this point. I just know that it stuck almost immediately. I loved it. Like, people in the community loved it. And so I ended up getting it tattooed. Adam has it tattooed, and we are like committed to the cause now. Hello, it is me interrupting myself because I want to remind y'all that the Best Year Ever workshop is happening this year, even though I'll be on maternity leave from December 7th through the 9th. So every single day, December 7th, 8th, and 9th, I will be posting a video on Instagram to help you set up your 2023 Peacefully Productive Planner so that you get the most out of it and can go into 2023 ready to embody the healthiest version of yourself. All of those pages at the beginning behind the five keys tab, those are what we're going to be working on together. Now, the workshop is totally free and you don't even have to sign up or anything. Like, it is super casual this year. You literally just need your planner and you can use a paper or a digital one. It doesn't matter. And you have to click play on the videos every day on Instagram. And we're doing this on my personal Instagram, so at Jess M. Massey. Now, let me tell y'all, we have less than 300 planners left. So if been meaning to grab one, I wouldn't wait much longer because they're going really quickly. And y'all know that I love my podcast fam. Like, you guys are my favorite. No shade to Instagram, but it is what it is. But I went ahead and whipped up a secret discount code just for my podcast listeners. So if you use the code PODCASTFAM, all caps, you're going to get 10% off of 2023 paper and digital planners at hustlesanely.com. Again, the code is PODCASTFAM in all caps, and you're going to get 10% off of all 2023 planners at hustlesanely.com. And hey, this is really, really cool. Attention if you live in Canada and you really want a planner, since we don't ship internationally yet. A Hustle Sanely BFF told me about this thing called Shipsy. You create an account with them and they act as like a middleman, like a middle party, by assigning you a unique US address and taking care of getting products to you if you order from US retailers. So a few Hustle Sanely BFFs have actually tried it and they've been able to get their hands on our paper products. So I'm going to link the Shipsy website in the show notes so you can check it out if you're interested. Now, I am not affiliated with Shipsy whatsoever. They have no idea who I am. Like, I don't get a kickback if you use them. Like, it doesn't benefit me at all. It's just a way to kind of help out our Hustle Sanely babes who live in Canada. If you've been really wanting to get a paper planner, this could be a way to do that. But anyway, again, use the code PODCASTFAM, all caps, to get 10% off of 2023 paper and digital planners at hustlesanely.com. And let's go ahead and get back into the episode. Okay, the next question, are you the breadwinner of your family? If so, does that bother you? Okay, y'all came in with the juicy questions this time around. You did not play, and I love that. I love that. Technically, yes, I am the breadwinner of my family. If you go by the definition of like the breadwinner is the like financial provider of the family, yes, that is me. I make the most money out of Adam and I. But to me, no, it does not bother me at all. Like, literally at all. Adam and I share our finances. So I do not view it as like my money versus his money or like anything like that. So it doesn't feel like weird, or I don't even feel like I'm sharing. Like, it's just our money. And the truth is, like, I wouldn't be able to do Hustle Sanely if it hadn't been for Adam at the beginning, like working his regular 9-to-5 and kind of being our like our backbone provider back then. Like I said, he wasn't making like a ton of money, but he was making enough to where I could take a chance and pursue my dream. And, you know, with God's favor and hard work, it worked out and it paid off. So, I am the breadwinner, but no, it does not bother me. And I'm going to answer for him too. It does not bother him either. We've had this conversation often, and he's so proud of the work that I do. And people ask, like, okay, I love my grandma with my whole entire heart. You guys know that. She is like one of my favorite people ever. And at first, she's come around now, but her and my grandfather, they're very traditional. Like, she has never worked a day in her life. She was always, like, at home taking care of my dad and cooking and cleaning. And my granddad was, he was out working, making money, and, like, providing for the family. They could not wrap their mind around the fact that, like, I was the breadwinner and that I don't do any cooking in our household. Like, Adam is in charge of the cooking in our household. I do the cleaning because I enjoy cleaning. But they just, they could not wrap their minds around it. But, like, I don't know. It just, it works for Adam and I. Like, times are different and we're super stoked about how our family unit runs and how it's structured. And it's the raddest thing to both be so incredibly happy pursuing what we want to pursue. And yeah, so that's my answer to that. Yes, I'm the breadwinner. No, it doesn't bother me. Okay, the next question. If you could give a new business owner one piece of advice, what would it be? This question is so difficult, but it is such a good one. Okay, one piece, one singular piece of advice. I would say start slow and intentional and take the time to build a solid foundation. Let me tell you why. Okay. So in 2000, so I, like I told you earlier, I started Hustle Sanely at the very end of 2018. So I started Hustle Sanely in September of 2018 as a digital planner Etsy shop. That's how Hustle Sanely started. So I dropped out of school shortly after, a couple months later, January 2019. So 2019, I was all in with Hustle Sanely and I lost my marbles, y'all. Like, I was not going slow. I was not being intentional. I was doing every single thing that popped into my mind. Like how I said, one of my biggest pet peeves is not having, like, the time to do all of my ideas. I thought that I could do all of my ideas, like, back when I first started Hustle Sanely at once. I was like, yep, if this is the idea, we're going to have it done by next week. And I just had so many different moving parts to Hustle Sanely when I first started it. Like, I, like, within a 6 month, like, time span, I started all of this stuff at once. I started the podcast, I started courses, I started one-on-one coaching, I started group coaching, I started a merch shop. It was just, it was, I had my hands in so many different buckets at one time and I got so burned out. Like, I never wanted to quit Hustle Sanely, but I was very tempted sometimes to go get a, I wanted to go get an assistant manager position at Lululemon because I have experience as an assistant manager in retail. I was like, I'm just going to go do that because I am just, like, so burnt out. I'm so tired. I'm so exhausted. I was not hustling sanely. Okay. I didn't start really hustling sanely myself until, like, mid-2020. And that's when the five keys to hustling sanely were born. That's when HS5 was born, like, the foundation of Hustle Sanely now. That's when that was created. But I just, like I said, in 2019, I tried to do everything. And it was honestly coming from a scarcity mindset too. Like, I was afraid that if I didn't do stuff right when it popped into my mind, that somebody else was going to beat me to it. I was going to miss my opportunity, like, miss my big break. Like, I was still heavily influenced by hustle culture during that time. But then in 2020, I read this book. You guys have heard me talk about it 100 times, called The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry by John Mark Comer. And it changed how I run my business and how I show up for my life. If you haven't read it, highly, highly recommend. But anyway, back to the question. If I could give a new business owner one piece of advice, what would it be? Start slow and intentional and take the time to build a foundation, because I did not have a foundation. I was just doing everything. So I spent the second half of 2020 kind of reversing in my business and going backwards and building that foundation that I never built at the beginning. And it's a lot harder to build a foundation once you've already kind of built something on top of it than it is to just start off with building a strong foundation. So that's my advice. Okay. Number seven, this is our seventh question. Do you have any tips for being stuck in a toxic environment when you can't leave? And she gave an example. She said that she has to go to a certain school because of a full ride scholarship. So this is my advice. If that is your situation, or you have, like, a situation similar to that, focus on what you can control. How are you spending your free time? How are you speaking to your classmates, even the ones that you don't super, super enjoy being around? Like, how are you speaking to them? Know that it's a season that you're in, especially in this circumstance, like you're in school. So there's like a built-in deadline with graduation. So like focus on those things. Like, how are you showing up for the things that you are in full control of? Like, what thoughts are you having? Like those kinds of things. Because you can't control other people. You can't control what other people are saying. You can't control how other people are behaving. So it's kind of a waste of your energy to focus on those things. And then also, this is just some like, I don't know, side advice, like my personal advice. If it's really causing your mental health to deteriorate, which she didn't say that it is, but if it is it even worth it to stay with a full ride scholarship? Like, to me, there's almost nothing, probably there is nothing that is worth sacrificing my mental health and the important relationships in my life. So that's a question that you can ask yourself too. Like, if your mental health is like really deteriorating, is it worth it to stay even with a full ride scholarship? Like, truly ask yourself that. So that's my advice for that one. And then, okay, we're going to go ahead and do one more question. You guys sent in such good ones. It was hard to choose only a couple, but I don't want this episode to be like 45 minutes long. okay. So the last question, are you going to share your motherhood journey online once baby E is here? So I think that I will share bits and pieces of it. So it's hard to say because she's not here yet, right? So I don't know like what it's going to look like, what it's going to feel like. But I do know that it's important to me to respect her as a human being. Like, I don't want to be, you know, showcasing her whole entire childhood on the internet, because I don't know, what if she grows up and, you know, when she's able to like make decisions for herself and she's like, I actually hate the internet and I don't want anything on there that has to do with me, like, you know what I mean? And then I'm like, oops, sorry, like your whole entire like babyhood and toddlerhood is on there. I anticipate it being kind of like Adam, how he is obviously a huge part of my personal life. So you guys see him kind of pop in on my Instagram stories here and there. Like, you know of what's going on in our lives, but I feel like I do a really great job at kind of keeping him off of social media because he doesn't super love being like a big presence on my Instagram and stuff like that. It doesn't bother him if I like have him in a story every once in a while. Like, he comes on the podcast like once or twice a year, but like he doesn't want his job to be a social media presence like mine. You know what I'm saying? So I anticipate like me sharing motherhood kind of how I share my marriage. Like, I'm going to be sharing like bits and pieces of it. I'll definitely share like productivity tips that I learn as a mom, because that applies to like my own life more so than the baby's life. So things like that, I'm totally open to share. And like, I have intentions of in December creating some content on Instagram, just showing you like how I prepared for motherhood, like products that I used and, you know, things like that, because people are asking. And again, that stuff has to do with me and not so much the baby. Same, like, I'm going to do a nursery tour on Instagram because people ask for that. And I'm like, yeah, like that to me is totally fine to share. Like, I feel comfortable sharing it. So I'm kind of just going to play it by ear, I guess that's the answer. Like, I'm not going to be hiding my baby from Instagram, but I'm not going to be like turning into a mommy blogger. Like, that's not my intention. You know what I'm saying? So that is the answer to that one. But anyway, okay, I'm going to stop here. Thank y'all again for sending in such solid questions. And a bigger thank you for tuning into the podcast all year long. I am so incredibly grateful that you've helped me hit one of my goals of growing the reach of the show this year. Literally could not have done it without you. We were able to triple our downloads every month this year from last year. And that is just so freaking awesome. Like, I can't even tell you how like stoked that makes me. I'm so excited to come back in 2023 to keep the podcast goodness going. When I started the show back in late 2019, I had no idea how much I would love podcasting and how big of a blessing it would be for my business. It really, really is my favorite platform to create content for. And I'm believing and I'm going to speak it into existence that 2023 is going to be the best year yet for the show. But anyway, Merry Christmas to y'all. Happy New Year. Happy holidays to you. Take some time this season to pause, reflect, make sure that you're showing up for yourself and for your people how you want to be. You have the ability and the opportunity to create a peacefully productive life, and I'm just here to help you make that happen. But I love you guys so much. I will talk to you in January and over on Instagram in the meantime. And until then, I hope you have the best day ever. I so appreciate you tuning in to today's show. I hope that it blessed you right where you're at. If you did enjoy it, take a screenshot of the episode and share it on your Instagram story along with your biggest takeaway. Make sure you tag me at Jess M. Massey so I can see it and share it on my story too. Your feedback is such an encouragement to me and it helps the show more than you will ever know. If you want more Hustle Sanely in your life, head on over to jessicamassey.com. It's actually my favorite place to hang out online. I'll meet you right back here next week. And until then, keep hustling sanely.